Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by NaprevilleAlarm.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaprevilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NaprevilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. First comes fitness. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Oh boy, that's not good. Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Sometimes I do. 5 kids later, I'll do it to you. It may seem impossible, but it's not. If you want something, let's work for it together. Jocelyn Shook, spelled S-H-O-O-K, from First Comes Fitness, is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes. Yay! Looking to get stronger, Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. I know I am. If this sounds like you, then she's the right person for you. Check out First Comes Fitness on the web or Facebook or message her to schedule a free consultation. First Comes Fitness. Napier Settlement, also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And don't forget, on that website, take a look at those Walking Wednesday clubs, meeting every Wednesday for a good stroll around the settlement grounds. And don't forget my favorite activity of the summer, heading out to Napier Settlement for Napier Nights, seeing some great bands and sitting and relaxing along the grounds of the settlement. You can spread a blanket, pack a picnic, grab some dinner there, and they've got cocktails as well. It's a great night out, so check out Napier Nights on NapierSettlement.org. Clark's Car here in Naperville, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movies. Who doesn't like those shows? Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. I was just in that massage chair just yesterday getting a check on my brakes. I still have got some time, so he let me go, but I'm going to be back to get my brakes done within the next 3-4 months. Clark's Car Care, they're emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. You can't beat that, can you? And they believe in service you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for an oil change. Yes, you heard that right, only $17.95. We're all about the free stuff on the show and great deals that you'll find at Clark's Car Care if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Hello, Matt Weber. Another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. You can give them a call at 630-355-6240. And Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. They won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. If you've never tried their food, you're in for a treat. Check out Bricconi's in North Naperville. Check out www.bricconis.com. And don't forget to ask for the Dolly Special. You might ask, what is that? What is she talking about, Dolly Special? It's nothing free. Sorry, there's no free stuff there, unless you're a veteran. If you go into Bricconi's and you're a veteran, you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, dessert is on me. You just got to mention the show, and dessert is on me. But the Dolly Special is a meatball pizza. It's my favorite. So it's not on the menu. The owner, Bill Paws, mentioned that was my special, although I've never seen it on the menu, but you have to ask for it, and they'll know what it is. Thanks to Bricconi's in Naperville for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. We also want to do a shout-out and thank Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience. Delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. Enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. And finally, the Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. What's the good word? It's Dolly here on the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio. You can find us also on 1010 News Talk. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, The Dolly McCarthy Show, and follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. And also you can find us on Instagram. So what's the good word, everybody? I'd love to hear from you. I've got some free oil changes to give away. I forgot to mention that with Clark's Car Care. Free oil changes. So send me a message on Facebook, or you could also do it on Twitter. Or if you got my email, you've got that, Dolly, at thedollymccarthyshow.com. You've reached the show that brings you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Every week on the show, we like to bring you non-for-profits that can only benefit from getting more information and the word out about what they're doing in this community. And we also like to bring you good guests and good news, as I mentioned, every week, a non-for-profit. This week, unfortunately, we don't have a non-for-profit. I don't know what happened. I looked at the schedule, and I must have overlooked it this one week. It's summer, though. All the kids are home. Forgive me. I just said goodbye to two of my kids. There's seven total. Well, not really. There's five, but my fiance has two. And so we're kind of managing all the kids these days and their schedules. But two went off to camps. My two oldest daughters went off to camps. They're camp counselors. They're not going for the camping experience. They're going to be part of that experience for youngsters. They've enjoyed camping for many, many summers of their young lives. And now it's their turn to give back and be the camp counselor. So it's been a crazy summer so far. Even though the two of them are off, I'm going to try to go visit my daughter this weekend up north. And my oldest daughter, Shelley, is doing the camp counseling in New York. What an adventure that is. Well, I've got a great show for you. At least I did have planned a great show. I think it's going to be awesome, despite the fact that my first guest has not called in yet. I really hope the second guest does. This never really happens on this show. And I was pretty excited about having Richard Lust gig. Do I even dare mention him? He blew me off. Or maybe he had a mix-up. I don't know what happened. Or maybe he won another lottery. This is the guy who's won the lottery seven times. He's been a seven-time lottery grand prize winner, and he's now the author of a new book. And I'll be a nice gal, and I'll mention the book. Disappointing that he didn't call in. We were all set to go. And his book is called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. I have a guilty pleasure that I do. I do indulge in the lottery throughout the month. I won a jackpot last week. $2. At least I got my money back, right? Or I doubled my money, I should say, right? Too funny. And so I was really excited to hear from Richard and getting some tips for winning. And he believes that you can win. There are strategies. Doesn't really believe that winning has had anything to do with luck. It's a method, he says. And he shares his strategies in how to win the lottery. And we were going to get tips and learn about how to play responsibly, which, you know, yes, I think I can speak for him and saying play responsibly, meaning don't deposit your whole check into the lottery, maybe a dollar or two. You know, I don't think 20 bucks really matters in the grand scheme of things, but it can over time. So maybe a dollar or two, I would say play responsibly, yes. And Richard does want to talk about ways winning has changed him and his family's life, which I thought would have been so interesting. How do people respond to him now? You know, you wonder. Would people answer your calls or call you back if you ever called because you won the lottery? I just thought it was really interesting. And I was also very curious as to when he first won his first jackpot and if he spent all that money. How do you win seven times a grand prize? This is really amazing. Either he really does have a strategy, which we were hoping to find out on this week's show. We'll try to get him back another time. Or he's the luckiest guy on the planet Earth. And my only hope is that, and I'm guessing here, that he seems like a nice guy. He seems like he's got his head on his shoulders. He's written a book that my hope is that he is sharing the wealth, and especially among our non-for-profits. If you're listening to this show, unfortunately this week we're missing that. But we were going to talk about it. You know, I always try to weave it in there. But if you can, try to check out the non-for-profits in your community. Reach out to them. Try to find one that's near and dear to your heart, somebody that's doing something that you believe in, and give to them. You have no idea how much all those little generous donations add up and make a difference in these non-for-profits and the things that they do in our community. It's amazing. So I might have him now on the line. We might have a couple of minutes to talk to him, unfortunately. Hi, Richard. Is this you?
Hey.
Hi, Richard. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm glad you called in. I was just talking for about 10 minutes or so, hoping that you would call in, hoping that But we have a couple of minutes. No problem. So, as I mentioned, I've been talking about you quite a bit here. Richard's on the line now, seven-time lottery grand prize winner. Tell us, Richard, it's not all luck, is it?
No.
That's what you
mean. Luck has absolutely nothing to do with it. People who believe in luck are fooling themselves.
Really? Okay,
yes.
Give us some tips for winning. I play a lot. What should I be
doing?
You
play a lot. Perfect. You're the kind of person I love talking to.
Hate to admit it.
All right. So first of all, let's talk about there's two kinds of lottery games, okay? There are ball games like Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lotto and things like that. And then there are scratch ticket games where you buy the tickets and you scratch off the surface and you see what's underneath to tell you whether you won or not, okay? Do you have a preference of which one you play?
It depends on the jackpot, but I do like the scratch-offs. Those are great.
You like the
jackpot.
You like the scratch-offs. Okay, so let's talk about the scratch-offs to help you out, okay? All right, the scratch-offs. Most people do this. They go up to the scratch-off booth, you know, the display, and they say to the guy behind the counter, let's see here, let me have a couple of those. And, ooh, you got bingo. I love bingo. Let me have a couple of those. And I like the colors on that ticket right there. Let me have a couple of those. That's the worst thing in the world you can do, Dolly. Okay, you might as well take a loaded gun, point it to your head, and shoot it because you're going to miss 99% of the time, okay? All right.
Okay.
So here's what you do, all right? You buy 10 tickets, and the first question is, well, why 10? There is no rhyme or reason to 10. I've been doing this for 20-something years. 10 seem to be the magical number. You can buy 20, you can buy 30, you can buy 100, but don't go in and buy 8 tickets or 5 tickets or whatever. You need to buy at least 10 tickets in a row of the same game. Okay? Now, if you go in and you ask for 10 tickets in a row of the same game, and the merchant says to you, well, I've got 7 tickets left of that game in this roll, and then I can take 3 tickets off the new roll and give you those. You say, no, 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 I want 7 tickets that are all attached in the same row. So give me 7 tickets off the new roll. Now, most places will do that. Some places won't. The ones that will, great. They give you 7 tickets off the new roll. The ones that won't do it, you tell them, no problem, I'll come back tomorrow, and I'll buy my tickets tomorrow. Okay?
How do you know what the roll is? You just tell them, I want it off the roll, a new roll?
Yeah, you tell them. Don't let the clerk... run you. You run the clerk. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So if you want to, and remember the whole thing here, the whole concept here of what I'm teaching is like the title of the book, learn how to increase your chances of winning the lottery. So if you want to increase your chances of winning, you want to buy at least 10 tickets, and you want to buy them in a row of the same game. Okay?
Okay, that's
with
a good tip.
So
those
far?
Are for like the scratch-off. That's for the
Say again?
Off. What about the Mega Millions and... That's for the scratch-offs, right? And now what
That's
about the
for
Mega
the scratch-offs,
and...
yes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, and what about the Mega Millions and the Little Lotto, those things where you do... I do the quick pick. Is the quick pick... Is that a no-no, or should I be picking out my number?
Oh, Dolly, do not ever buy quick picks. From
really?
From today on, do not ever buy a quick pick again. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay, tell us what we should be doing, and then I'll ask you later this time why not the quick pick.
Here's why.
But what should we be doing?
Okay, every time you buy first of all, for those that are listening that don't know what a quick pick is, that's when you go to the counter, you hand the guy a couple of bucks, and you say, give me a couple of tickets for tonight's drawing. And you give him the money. He punches it in. The computer punches out whatever amount of tickets you're buying.
It's easy.
Okay.
Yeah,
those
that's
are.
How I do it, Richard. I just want to get in there, get it out, get in, get out.
Yeah.
There's people behind me.
But that's the lazy way of doing it, and it's the wrong way of doing it. Because
all
what's
right, what
happened?
Be picking? I only have like 30 seconds left, Richard. I'm going to have you back on the show, Richard.
Okay.
You called in late, so I'm lost time with you. But,
yeah, I'm sorry. I got tied up
on
a previous interview.
Oh, wow. Maybe it was a bigger station than ours.
I wouldn't say they were a bigger station. They just wouldn't stop talking, and I kept saying, I've got another interview I got to go to.
Did you tell them that you're talking to Dolly McCarthy? You can't keep Dolly waiting. No, I'm kidding.
That's right.
This is what we're going to do. I want you to come back on the show. But what I do want to know from you is, really quickly, how did your life change since you won the lottery?
Oh, my God. My
How
life
has your
changed.
Life changed? People, your
my life changed dramatically. I've been rich and I've been poor, and I like rich a whole lot better.
Do people treat you differently? I mean, family members, friends. Now, of course, you know, when you're out and about, you've got to.
No,
you've got
no,
the money
they don't.
To buy whatever
and you know,
you want. You're going to get treated.
No,
that's
and
nice.
You know why
that's
they
good.
Don't? Because the reason why they don't is because I don't flaunt it around. I don't act like a big shot, like I've got money or something now. There's no reason for that kind of an attitude. I'm just a normal guy. I put my pants on just like everybody else every morning, and I treat everybody.
Yeah, but you've got a big wad in your pants. You've got a big wallet full of dough in your pants. I'm just kidding.
So?
You're walking down the street, they're like, there's Richard. No, I'm kidding. It's
so,
Richard.
So what?
You know,
well,
that's
how does
really
that,
interesting.
How does that make me
it's
different
really
from anybody else?
You're not. You're not. But I wonder, and I really do wonder, if my family found out that I won $200 million, I would probably see them more often, which I wish
oh,
I could see
Oh, they'd be
them
all over
often,
you.
But...
they'd be all over you.
I guess it's
absolutely.
A good thing. It's a good thing. Maybe we'll put everybody in early retirement. I don't know if I can do that. I've got 13 siblings. It'll be really tricky to do. I'll have to figure that one out.
Before,
Richard, it's been fun talking to you this short time we've had. But
yeah,
I want
do you
to
have,
back on.
Do you have
do
my
that.
Do you have my PR guy's phone number and everything?
I got it. I'm
call them up.
Cheyenne.
All right. Cheyenne.
Thank
call
you so
them
much,
up.
Richard.
Set up
Love
another
you.
Interview.
Learn how to increase your chances of winning the lottery. Richard has won 7 times, people. No more quick picks for me. And
no more quick picks for you.
10 tickets in a row. Same game.
My website, if people want to learn
Richard.
More. If people want to learn more, my website is winninglotterymethod.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Richard. We'll talk to
You're
you later.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Show.
All right, we are moving really fast today. Shame on that Richard for calling me late, making my girl Heather Horton waiting. Heather!
Oh,
Heather Lynn Horton is my favorite artist of all time. This girl is amazing. I found her. How did I find you? No, I didn't find you. You found we found each other somehow years ago.
We found each other.
And
okay.
I just fell in love with her music. We fell in love.
I'm so in love. Go ahead.
You are in love. I see it all over Facebook. She is in love with the critically acclaimed songwriter Michael McDermott, and of course, married. They're married, people. Back off. She's taken. Heather is a violinist, a vocalist. She's just an amazing artist. And if you haven't heard her music, you've got to listen to this gal's voice, her violin. It's almost like she's singing through the violin is singing. It's just amazing. And I love her music. And a new record coming out July 7th. And I couldn't help but I'm so glad you're back out there. Are you still touring with the Westies, though, the group you have with Michael?
We're just perpetually touring, I suppose, in one section or the other. It's usually, before I did this last record, it was Michael McDermott, everything, and I would go and follow him like a little puppy dog everywhere, and then we did the rest together, so I wasn't so pitiful, and that did really well. So, our daughter went into first grade, which was the first time she was in all-day school, which gave me an extra 2 hours to myself, you know, and then within 2 months, I literally had a whole record because I've been cooped up. I've had things pent up. So it just kind of happened really fast. I mean, just kind of literally put it together, threw it together, called my producer in Nashville. He said, come on down, and we did it, and through Kickstarter, all of my super fans and super friends, they made it just happen faster, of course, and we did it in two months.
We'll do it to you.
Is the funniest thing of all, Dolly, because I know you pretty well, and I know how many kids you have, and I know how hard it is to raise one. And the fact that you have, I believe, five?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. But yeah. It doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's
when
the
I
same amount of worry and stress and. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even. Yeah. I there's no such thing as me having permission to complain. But as you know, it's relative. And some of us have tools to multitask, and some of us have tools to harness technology, or some of us have tools to, you know, to realist instead of idealist. And all I did for the first 6 years is worry. Worry. That's all I did is worry.
And you will continue to worry. And you'll have,
and
now then it comes the guilt and denial and all this.
I know.
But
and
ultimately,
you
know, much joy and happiness.
I couldn't believe that you were dropping your kids off at Great America and like being able to leave them there. Like that made me that literally made me sick because I'm like, oh,
yeah, that's coming. That's coming.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Dang.
About six
gosh.
More years. That's my youngest who I dropped off there with, thank God,
I know.
Your own friends. That was
yeah,
the first time
exactly.
I've ever done that, and it does feel
I
scary,
saw pictures,
especially when they're going
very,
on
they
Goliath.
They all very nice. They all look very nice. I made a point of,
good
of
kids.
Checking
they're
them
good
out.
Kids.
Sure, they I'm like, okay.
But I am
look
so,
like
okay, tell us about the record. Tell us about the record. And you know what? For some reason, you are going in and out. Are you on a cell phone, or can you move to an opener area?
I'm on a cell phone out in the woods. I literally drove out into the woods behind
are
our house.
Are you kidding me?
No. No.
Well, we're not too, it's not
only
too bad of a reception, but it goes in and out a little. But tell us about the record. And if I have time, I want to play, you know what I'm going to do? My next show, I'm going to play some of the music, if you don't mind, throughout the show.
Okay.
But I love, did not you feel all. That? I mean, there's a lot of great songs on this. Tell us what the record signifies for you. I know it's been called like a rebirth, but you tell me what it means to you.
Well,
and,
I will just cut to the chase. It is my scream, just my screaming of all the stuff that's just been kind of squashed and stifled, and you know, I've said like been putting back burners, all just kind of coming to the front again, and just like in one big kind of like a like just a fire, you know, just one day it just literally the cork was kind of uncorked, and so it was really about all women, just all women that I know, any woman I've ever met, women I have yet to meet, who I know without even having one conversation with them, that they've had to sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice everything that they need for everybody else. And, here's some irony right here. I wish you guys had a video camera of where I am right now. Because, as I said, I'm out in the woods.
Heather, I so hate to interrupt you because I love you. You're a goddess to me. And I need you to come back on the show because we are out of time. This album is called Don't Mess with Mrs. Murphy. You know, they keep
don't
me on time. On task
either.
And on time.
And don't
you
got to
come. Yeah, right. Check out Don't Mess with Mrs. Murphy. They can download the music on where can they go to get the music? You don't want to miss this.
Heather Horton Music.
Just Heather Horton Music. Heather, I'm so sorry that I have to cut you off.
I love you.
This is terrible.
It doesn't matter.
I love you, and I love your music. I love the new album. Good luck. And when it comes out in July, will you come back on? Seriously.
I will.
I'm going to give the whole half hour to you.
Me right now. Can you see me fishing
and your favorite charity.
Oh,
you
that's
what?
A good one. I said, can you feel me squishing?
Yeah, let
you?
Me know who your favorite charity is. We'll have them on. Heather
I
Horton.
Love it. Perfect.
Check her out, heatherhortonmusic.com. Guys, I got to let you know, Guys and Dolls is playing at the Brightside Theater. Check out brightsidetheater.com. And don't forget to sign up to walk with the Lustgarten Foundation, Walk to End Pancreatic Cancer. It's a research walk. Check out that and join me in July for that walk. Oh, my goodness. What a great time we've had. Heather Horton, thank you so much. Richard Luskin, I appreciate your time, everybody. And don't forget to tune in next week for another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. So long, everybody.